Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. We recently were out of town at a convention, and while eating dinner at a restaurant, I had an interesting interaction with a man at a nearby table. As I often do, I'd called ahead to make sure this particular restaurant would be able to accommodate the vegans in our party, and having been assured by the chef himself that we'd be served something more satisfying than a plate of steamed vegetables, we did go ahead and enjoyed a very nice meal. Now, as we were eating, I overheard a conversation from a table next to ours, and I thought I heard that this older gentleman was eating a vegan meal as well. Well, I just had to ask, so I turned around, and yes, indeed, a man of about 75 years of age told me that he had been consuming a vegan diet for 17 years because of a serious heart condition. Well, my first thought after learning that was, who was smart enough to make that suggestion way back in 1994-95? Then I asked him whether he cared much for animals, and he told me something I've actually heard before with some vegans. Initially, he didn't really care about animals either way, but over the years, he had come to appreciate and embrace the other values vegans often possess, such as an increased sense of compassion and respect for animals and a greater awareness of the environmental problems with meat and dairy production. Even in those who become vegan with only their own personal health concerns in mind, often, after a while, the added values of animal welfare and environmental kindness come to coalesce in one's being and unify. So these days, although I'm primarily an advocate for animals, and that's the main reason why I stopped eating animals and their products, I'm happy to see others consider veganism or plant-based diets for any reason at all. Well, today our primary focus will be on the health aspects related to consuming a vegan diet. If you've been paying attention, 2012 has been a year of fabulous growth for vegan ideas and knowledge as we struggle with an obesity epidemic, monumental economic hardships, and ever-growing healthcare expenditures. The relationship between diet and health is a prominent topic in many arenas. Even the military is dealing with fatter recruits who are in worse physical condition than in previous generations. Now, for an update, up-to-the-minute analysis on vegan diet and ways to improve your health, your longevity, and well-being, I can think of no better a guest than Dr. Michael Greger. Dr. Greger is a physician, author, and internationally recognized speaker on nutrition, food safety, and public health issues. He has lectured at the Conference on World Affairs, testified before Congress, and was invited as an expert witness in the defense of Oprah Winfrey in the infamous meat defamation trial. He is a graduate of Cornell University School of Agriculture and Tufts University School of Medicine. Currently, Dr. Greger serves as the Director of Public Health and Animal Agriculture at the Humane Society of the United States. Hundreds of his nutrition videos are freely available at nutritionfacts.org with new videos uploaded every week. Welcome, Dr. Greger.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Michael, as evidence of the increasing interest in plant-based diets for our health, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel recently voiced his support for vegan diets on a local TV segment. Did you see that video? And what do you think about a mayor of a large city advocating for a vegan diet?
It's really groundbreaking. I mean, this is a city that once promoted itself as like the hog slaughter capital of the United States, now has a leader who promotes plant-based diets. Rahm Emanuel has been referred to as America's fittest mayor, and he's just going to get fitter if he keeps up his healthy diet.
Okay, so in 2013, how important is diet to our health and longevity?
Well, you know, I mean, look, February, this is National Heart Health Month. Look, there's only one diet that's ever been shown to reverse, to cure our number one killer. The number one killer, both men and women, heart disease, there's only one diet. And that is a vegan diet, opening up arteries without drugs, without surgery. So that should be the default diet until proven otherwise. And so it's no surprise that we have leaders now like Bill Clinton and Rahm Emanuel, even Mike Tyson is adopting a plant-based diet. I mean, who would have thought? There's certainly this groundswell of support, and millions of Americans are embracing a healthier diet, not only for non-selfish reasons like the environment, for animal protection, but because they want to live long, healthy lives and see their families grow up.
So, Michael, let's talk briefly about cardiovascular disease, stroke, and heart attack. What is it about the typical Western diet that promotes cardiovascular disease, and are vegetarian or vegan diets proven to be a better choice?
Well, I mean, if you look at the most prestigious nutrition journal on the planet, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, just Wednesday, they published a study following 45,000 men and women for a dozen years, found that those eating vegetarian significantly lower risk of dying from heart disease. The reason why this is such an important study is because vegetarians often do other healthy lifestyle practices. And so they say, oh, well, of course vegetarians have less heart disease. You know, they probably smoke less, they exercise more. But this study went through all those non-dietary factors, controlled for all of them, and they even controlled for weight. I mean, so even at the exact same weight, vegetarians have just a fraction of the heart disease mortality and hospitalizations, and they think it's because of healthier blood pressure and healthier cholesterol levels among those eating plant-based diets.
So please go a bit into the recent scientific discoveries on why plant-based diets are healthier for us than the typical Western diet and how meat consumption damages the body.
Well, we can go through the top 15 killer diseases here in the United States. In number one, heart disease, number one killer. But, you know, people say, well, look, what if your cholesterol is normal? You know, I hear that all the time from patients. You know, I have to break it to people that, look, having a normal cholesterol in a society where it's normal to drop dead of a heart attack is not necessarily a good thing. Remember, it's our number one killer. There's a big study in 2011, found that most heart attack patients actually fell within the recommended targets for cholesterol, showing that they're just not low enough. Close to half of heart attack victims had quote-unquote optimal cholesterol levels, though, you know, I'm not sure their grieving spouses and orphan children will take much comfort in that fact. You know, what's considered optimal is still too high. Yeah, having a below-average cholesterol reduces your risk, but look, we don't want no risk, low risk. We want no risk, and the way we do that is we need to get our total cholesterol down to about the 150 area. In other words, we need a total cholesterol lower to that of your average vegan, whose cholesterol is about 150. Someone eating a cholesterol-free diet, a strictly plant-based diet, no meat, no eggs, no dairy. Again, the only diet ever proven to actually reverse heart disease. That's where we start. And then it turns out the plant-based diets can also help prevent 15 out of our top 16 killer diseases here in the United States, and to help treat more than half of them, and even reverse many of our top killers, including the top three, including heart disease, certain types of cancer, COPD, can also reverse diabetes, obesity, as well as high blood pressure.
So, Dr. Greger, some might say, okay, I'll get my cholesterol down below 150 or at 150 with medications. Is that still good enough?
Yeah, well, no, that's what the research shows. It's really up to us. We have the choice, right, diet or drugs. Why not just choose the drugs? Well, you know, the FDA just recently announced newly mandated safety labeling for those cholesterol-lowering so-called statin drugs like, you know, Lipitor, Mevacor, Crestor, Zocor, Vytorin, those kind of drugs. The new side effect warnings regarding the increased risk of brain-related side effects, such as memory loss and confusion, as well as increased risk of new-onset diabetes. So it's this kind of Faustian bargain. Yes, fewer heart attacks, more cases of diabetes. And just recently, just a few weeks ago, actually, new side effects, adverse effects of these statins on energy levels and fatigue, even at moderate doses, particularly for women. You know, but, you know, with all this memory loss and confusion caused by these drugs, folks may forget there's actually a way to lower our risk of heart attacks and diabetes at the same time, and that's a plant-based diet. You can get the benefits without the risks, without the side effects.
Very good. Don't go away. You're listening to Animals Today. We're speaking to Dr. Michael Greger. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, back. Back. Silver could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Did you know that there's a huge problem with pet overpopulation? There are so many unwanted dogs and cats that sadly millions of wonderful pets are euthanized every year in shelters because there's just nowhere for them to go. Consider that one female dog and her offspring can produce more than 50,000 puppies in just 6 years, and that a female cat and her kittens can produce more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. Now, everybody loves a cute puppy or a playful kitten, but there simply are not enough people to care for all the animals. If you let your animal have a litter, even just one, then these kittens and puppies can go on to produce more offspring themselves. We can all help reduce this problem by spaying or neutering our animals as soon as we obtain them. That's what responsible pet owners do. Ask your veterinarian about the procedure. You'll also learn that spaying and neutering can allow your pet to live a longer, healthier life by reducing the chances of certain cancers. There are other benefits too. Fixed animals are less likely to bite, fight, roam, or run away. Neutered cats are less likely to mark their territory. And because they do not go into heat cycles, they are less likely to cry continuously or to attract unwanted animals. So make sure to spay or neuter your pets right away and tell your friends and relatives about how we can all help make pet euthanasia a thing of the past. This message presented by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories, many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Welcome
Welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Lori Kirschner. We're speaking to Dr. Michael Greger about the effects of meat-based diet on our health. Michael, what have we learned recently about inflammation and cardiovascular disease?
So cholesterol is really just half of the heart disease story. The other half is inflammation. We've known for 16 years now that a single meal high in animal fat, the sausage and egg McMuffins were actually used in the original study, can paralyze our arteries, cutting their ability to relax normally in half within just hours of eating animal products. The lining of our entire vascular tree gets inflamed and stiffened, and just as this inflammatory crippled state starts to kind of calm down 5 or 6 hours later, lunchtime, you know, we may then, you know, whack our arteries with another load of meat, eggs, or dairy for lunch, such that most people are stuck in this kind of chronic low-grade inflammation danger zone, which may set them up for inflammatory diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, one meal at a time. It does the same thing with our lungs. Again, within hours, inflammation in our airways, a single meal causing internal damage, not just kind of decades down the road, but right then and there, that day, within hours of it going into your mouth. And we actually just last year discovered out why. We solved the mystery. So this was, replicated in laboratories around the world. We knew it caused inflammation, but we didn't know why. It turns out it's not the animal fat itself. It doesn't appear to be the animal protein, which is what we think triggers many cases of autoimmune arthritis, like rheumatoid arthritis. But if it's not the animal fat, not the animal protein, what is it? Well, it's really kind of a fascinating detective story, and I have a number of videos up on my website, nutritionfacts.org, that kind of go through the whole story. But just kind of cutting to the chase, it turns out after a meal of animal products, people suffer from a condition called endotoxemia. Their bloodstream becomes awash with bacterial toxins, which are known as endotoxins, part of the bacterial cell walls that are present in animal products. So these dead, meat bacteria toxins aren't destroyed by stomach acid, aren't destroyed by digestive enzymes, aren't destroyed by cooking. You know, they tried boiling meat for hours, still didn't destroy these toxins. And then it turns out the animal fat does play a profound role, ferrying these bacterial toxins present in the meat through the gut wall into our system. So the reason animal products trigger immediate inflammation appears to be because they're so loaded with bacteria that can trigger inflammation dead or alive, even when they're fully cooked, and then the saturated animal fat then boosts the absorption of the bacterial toxins into our bloodstream. And so now that we know what's going on, what do we need to do? Well, we need to reduce our intake of these bacteria-contaminated products. Again, we're not talking about food poisoning. Salmonella, E. coli, these bacteria are dead. Even when you properly handled and cooked the meat, eggs, or dairy, unfortunately, the bacterial load is such that it can trigger inflammation within the body, again, within hours.
So does the inflammation caused by the toxins in meat, and I'm assuming when you say meat, we're including other animal products like fish and possibly dairy?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Meat, eggs,
okay.
And dairy.
Right. So the inflammation caused by these toxins in animal products, did they have anything to do with other inflammatory diseases like rheumatoid or osteoarthritis or lupus or fibromyalgia?
We certainly now have a lot of good data now about rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia, these inflammatory diseases, which respond quite well to plant-based diets, as well as actually Crohn's disease, which is an inflammatory bowel disease. So you take people with these inflammatory conditions, you put them on a plant-based diet, or even in the case of Crohn's disease, even just the semi-vegetarian diet, where people we're still eating meat, you know, kind of on a weekly basis as opposed to a daily basis, and you can dramatically improve remission rates for Crohn's disease. You can completely eliminate, in many cases, fibromyalgia and rheumatoid arthritis. Unfortunately, osteoarthritis, which is not an inflammatory condition, or at least not an autoimmune inflammatory condition, does not seem to be improved as dramatically, although certainly the anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties of many plant foods can be helpful. For example, rose hips, the kind of fruits of the rose plant, have been useful in cases of osteoarthritis. But certainly for autoimmune inflammatory diseases, first thing I do is put people on a strict plant-based diet to see if I can't calm down that inflammation. In many cases, it's really kind of works miraculously.
Michael, before we move on to another big killer in our country, cancer, please talk briefly about exercise in cardiovascular health. How important is exercise? What types are proven to enhance longevity? And what is the relative importance of exercise compared to diet for wellness and longevity?
Well, yeah, no, exercise is important. I think people overestimate how much exercise one actually needs to get. One can just, go out walking 30, 60 minutes a day, that's enough, although ideally the Institute of Medicine recommends an hour a day. Again, moderate exercise like fast walking. 7 days a week, and you think, wow, an hour a day, 7 days a week, it sounds like a lot, but if you think about how we evolved over millions of years, you know, all we did was basically exercise. We were very active,
yeah.
And that's how we, we were kind of built to move, no surprise that's important. It's important. In fact, even, there's even data now suggesting that even if you do actively exercise, that even just sitting all day otherwise, even if you do go out to the gym after work, those who have desk jobs really do maybe shortening their lifespan. So that's why there's now been this kind of revolution in folks, doing treadmill desks, standing desks, anything to keep from sitting hour upon hour throughout the day, which may alter insulin resistance and actually significantly cut our lifespan. And so, indeed, activity is important, but, whether we're talking about weight loss, whether we're talking about cancer prevention, what we put in our mouths is even more important. We are, after all, what we eat, literally. I mean, we're just made of, water, air, sunlight, food. That's what we are. And so the kind of fuel we choose can have a dramatic effect on our health.
Michael, we only have about a minute before the next hard break. Just start to talk a little bit about cancer and the effects of diet on cancer promotion and prevention. What elements or features of the Western diet are connected with cancer, and how do foods promote cancer?
Well, if you look at the largest forward-looking study on diet and cancer ever, which is the EPIC study in Europe, looked at about 500,000 people, the incidence of all cancers combined lower among vegetarians. And now we have data from the U.S. showing that vegans, particularly vegan women, have lower cancer rates than the vegetarians, and especially for some of the fastest-growing tumors like lymphomas and leukemias. And the worst meat actually was chicken, up to triple the rates of many of these cancers. For just 50 grams of daily poultry consumption, just a quarter of a chicken breast a day may triple our risk.
Wow, incredible. Okay, don't go away. More with Dr. Michael Greger right after the break.
AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood Prefinished Brazilian Hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard-of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood flooring sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-980-9325. 800-980-9325. 800-980-9325. 800-980-9325.
Welcome back to the show. We're speaking to Dr. Michael Greger on the health effects of a meat-based diet. Michael, you mentioned just before the break that chicken consumption was associated with the greatest risk of cancer. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, that was for some of the fastest-growing tumors, lymphomas, leukemias. They're not sure. There's a number of various hypotheses. I think it may be these so-called oncogenic viruses in chickens, these cancer-causing viruses. Cause a number of tumors in chickens, like Merrick's disease. So the thought is that the reason why poultry workers, for example, have such elevated risks of cancer as well as consumers may be because these same cancer-causing viruses may be causing cancers in people, too. It may also be some of the drugs we're feeding these animals. So we're not sure why chicken may actually be the worst in terms of some of these cancers.
How about for those with adult onset diabetes or metabolic syndrome? Would a plant-based diet benefit those patients more than the diets most of them are encouraged to adopt?
Not only will it benefit them, they may cure them. I mean, if you catch diabetes or type 2 diabetes early enough, you can actually cure it, completely reverse it, take people off insulin, off all their drugs, and they had diabetes and they no longer have diabetes after getting on and staying on a plant-based diet. There's been some remarkable work published. I encourage people to go to the library. Dr. Furman just wrote a book, The End of Diabetes. Dr. Barnard wrote a book on reversing diabetes. Brenda Davis wrote a book, Defeating Diabetes. You should be able to find at least one of these in your local public library We should eliminate this disease from the face of the planet. And we can do that by eating healthy. And it's the same diet that reverses diabetes is the same diet that reverses high blood pressure and the same diet that reverses heart disease and the same diet that has been shown to reverse the progression of, for example, prostate cancer. It's not like you do one drug for this, another drug for this. It's not like one diet for this disease. The same diet can help prevent 15 out of our top 16 killers in the United States.
Speak a bit about obesity epidemic among our country's youth. How bad is it really, and what are the consequences of a generation of obesity?
Well, you know, in Rahm Emanuel's Illinois, they have about 28% obesity. In fact, our nation in general, we're about 1 in 3 obese, two-thirds overweight. This is increasing our risk for diseases like diabetes, which can have really serious consequences. I mean, those having prolonged high blood sugar levels can. It's a leading cause of blindness, leading cause of amputations, leading cause of kidney failure, put people on dialysis. So these are certainly diseases not to be trifled with, but unfortunately just people don't realize, people aren't given the choice. I mean, they go to the doctor, they're given some pills to cover up some of the side effects or control some of the risk factors, but they're not told that you can end this disease, you can cure this disease with changes in diet. And part of that is because of a kind of a patronizing attitude within the medical profession that, patients aren't going to stop smoking or start eating healthier, so, kind of why even bring it up? A part of it is time pressures. You know, if your HMO forces you to see 5 patients an hour and you've got 12 minutes, you're not going to bring up diet. And the third compound, probably the largest one, is ignorance. I mean, these things aren't taught in medical school, and so for your patients.
Dr. Michael Greger, are the citizen and taxpayers of the U.S. getting the best health information and guidance from the government agencies such as the USDA?
It's getting better. Unfortunately, there's kind of this inherent conflict of interest in the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I mean, their mandate, if you go on the website, is to promote agricultural products. At the same time, though, they're the ones that are put in charge of much of food safety as well as coming up with the dietary guidelines. And so if you actually look to see who is on the dietary guidelines committees, so who are the ones that actually write the guidelines, these people are, funded by candy bar companies, the Sugar Association, the Salt Institute. They're on, McDonald's, quote-unquote, Council on Healthy Lifestyles or Coca-Cola's Beverage Institute for Health and Wellness. One committee member was a Duncan Hines brand girl before she was the official, quote-unquote, Crisco brand girl. I mean, these are the people that are dictating U.S. nutrition policy. So no wonder you see the kind of weak, watered-down recommendations. And you'll note, for example, if you read those recommendations, there's just no discussion at all of the scientific research on the health consequences of eating meat.
Right.
And if the committee actually discussed the research, you can imagine it would be unable to justify its recommendation to eat meat at all, as the researchers show that meat increases the risk of these chronic killer diseases, which, of course, contrary to the whole purpose of having dietary guidelines in the first place. So, you know, instead, right. by simply kind of ignoring this research, you know, the committee is able to reach a conclusion that would otherwise kind of look improper. You know, they just can't even talk about the science.
Michael, I just read an article written by a registered dietitian in a local free paper aimed toward the 50 and older crowd, titled, "Eat These Fish, But Avoid These Fish." She stated, quote, "You probably already know that you're supposed to be eating fish twice a week. Fish are a lean, healthy source of protein." And she goes on about getting omega-3 fats from fish. Is the author correct to claim we should be eating the, quote, right types of fish to benefit our health?
Well, unfortunately, there are no right type of fish anymore because of the pollution levels in our world. I mean, basically everything. The levels of these persistent organic pollutants, like PCBs and dioxins and heavy metals like mercury, are such that there really aren't safe sources. And thankfully, those aren't the only sources. These are so-called essential fats, meaning that our body can't make them. We have to get them in our diet. Well, similarly, they're essential fats the fish can't make them. They have to get in their diet, and so all these so-called marine fats or the long chain omega-3 fatty acids like DHA, EPA, they all originate at the bottom of the food chain. These golden algae make it, and they eventually end up in fish flesh. Well, look, we can kind of cut out the middle fish by getting these long chain omega-3 fatty acids directly through algae-based supplements. So people can get all the long chain omega-3 fatty acids they want by these fish-free algae-based supplements, which don't have any heavy metals, don't have any food safety risks. And we can also actually elongate those short-chain omega-3s found in plant foods like flax seeds and walnuts and dark green leafy vegetables into the long-chain fats, which are useful for both brain function and for cardiovascular health. And the question really is just, can we make enough of them? And I think it's in a kind of an unanswered question, so it might be a good idea to get 250 milligrams of those long-chain omega-3 fatty acids a day, which is equivalent to about that 2 fish meals a week. But you can get that without the heavy metals because right. there really is no safe intake of mercury.
Right. Michael, the hour goes by so fast, and we really only have scratched the surface here. But let's quickly run through a few topics and questions that often come up when discussing plant-based diets, okay?
Okay.
What are the most common myths or misconceptions you encounter about plant-based diets?
Oh, well, you know, you hear this common, you know, where do you get your protein kind of thing,
right.
which is, you know, it turns out that, you know, Americans get about twice as much protein as you need. You only need about 0.8 grams per healthy kilogram body weight, which is, you know, simple to do as long as you're eating enough calories. People who are dieting, though, restricting calories, just not eating enough, or living off of junk foods, you know, empty calorie foods like candy, salad and fruit on the other, cannot get enough protein. But anyone who's eating legumes, you know, beans, peas, lentils, soy, which are real kind of plant protein superstars, as well as whole grains and nuts, you can get some protein as well. But as long as you're eating kind of a varied, healthy, whole plant-based diet, one really doesn't need to worry about protein. In fact, these are the healthiest protein sources because of the baggage that comes along with the protein found in animal products. So the only way you can get a cholesterol-free protein source is by getting your protein from plants.
And in the last few seconds before the commercial, Michael, how hard is it to adopt and maintain a healthy vegan diet? And I'll tell you, my experience is that it's fun and it's easy unless you're going out to an unfamiliar restaurant.
Well, you know, I guess it depends, you know, where you live and what kind of, you know, social situation you're in. But I encourage people to go to PCRM.org, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. They have this wonderful 21-day vegan kickstart program, has easy recipes and recommendations and tips to guide you along the way. 21 days, that's PCRM.org.
Very good. Don't go away. More with Dr. Michael Greger right after the break. Your picture.
Every Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere by anybody, so they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually. In the U.S., on average, 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life. For more information, please visit our website, desertpaws.org. Again, that website is www.desertpaws.org. And save a life. Save a pet's life today.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood prefinished Brazilian hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard-of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood flooring sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Debit or credit?
At Kronos, we didn't invent the cloud, but we are using it to help all kinds of organizations control labor costs, minimize compliance risk, and improve workforce productivity. From the Fortune 500 to thousands of small and mid-sized businesses, our innovative cloud technologies are helping increase revenues, cut costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Learn more about Kronos Cloud technology at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment.
visit turntohelpnow.com today.
Welcome back to the program. We're speaking with vegan advocate, Dr. Michael Greger. Michael, do vegans get adequate vitamins, say, for example, like B12?
Not vitamin B12. In fact, a meta-analysis was just published showing that actually most vegans are not getting sufficient vitamin B12, which can be a serious issue. So I encourage all people eating plant-based diets, vegetarians and vegans, to ensure a regular, reliable source of vitamin B12. Easy to do. One just needs to eat vitamin B12 fortified foods or take a vitamin B12 supplement. So, for example, 2,500 micrograms once a week is all one needs. Costs about $5 a year. But it is something that's very important to do.
If someone eliminates red meat from their diets but continues to consume poultry, fish, and dairy, have they done anything positive for their health?
Well, it depends what they're replacing that red meat with. So if they're just replacing red meat with white meat, then they're not doing their body many favors. But if you know, if they're reducing meat consumption in general overall, then yes, indeed. In fact, you know, there's some good data now on so-called flexitarian or semi-vegetarian diets showing that there are substantial benefits to even just reducing meat. So, you know, doing meatless Mondays, for example, and just cutting down on saturated animal fat intake, 15%, that one day out of seven can have health benefits. Now, sure, you get more benefits as one kind of stepwise goes down towards more plant-based diets, but it's not all or nothing. And so anything one can do to lower one's intake of animal foods and increase one's intake of whole healthy plant foods like fruits and vegetables would be beneficial for their health.
Michael, do children need to consume cow's milk to develop normally?
Well, anyone who knows anything about biology should realize that it would be kind of weird if if any species needed the milk of another species or, in fact, needed breast milk anytime after weaning. Milk is for babies, and we should try to stick within our own species because that's it was made just for just perfect for us. So the American Academy of Pediatrics very strictly forbids cow's milk during infancy because it leads to blood loss in the digestive tract. In fact, Dr. Benjamin Spock, which is probably the most famous pediatrician of all time, in the seventh edition of his best-selling book, Child and Baby Care, the last edition he wrote before he died in his 90s, he advocated that all children be raised without exposure to meat and dairy, and it's because he saw the chronic diseases this led to later in life. And so when Dr. Benjamin Spock says we should be raising kids without milk, that certainly will hopefully put pediatricians' minds at ease that would be a healthier choice to either choose other plant-based milks like almond milk or soy milk, or one doesn't need to drink any milk of any kind.
Sometimes you hear these annoying questions from meat eaters defending their diets, like, "Aren't our bodies designed to eat meat?" And haven't humans been eating meat for eons? How do you respond to those questions?
Yeah, it's what's called the naturalistic fallacy, which is, what is what ought to be. So, for example, we as a species have been committing rape and war and murder for eons, for millennia. Does that make it right? No. And so we have a choice. Now we have science to tell us what is the healthiest diet to eat. And again, look, there's only one diet that not only prevents, treats, but reverses our number one killer. The number one reason that we die, men and women die, is heart disease, and there's only one diet that reverses it and stops it and prevents it. So that certainly makes an argument that that's kind of the diet maybe we should be eating, and that's a vegan diet, a strictly plant-based diet.
2 minutes left, and I have two important questions I want to ask you, so you get a minute each here, Michael. Is there a relation between diet and sexual function, and isn't this where nitric oxide has a role?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. So, I mean, not only nitric oxide, but also cholesterol. If you, basically, so erectile dysfunction in men has been called penile angina, which is the same kind of crushing chest pain you have when you don't get adequate blood flow to the heart. But actually, the penile blood vessels are actually smaller than the one than your coronary blood vessels. And so men often experience erectile dysfunction before they actually get chest pains. And so it just is kind of an early warning signal, kind of canary in the coal mine for what's happening in arteries throughout the body. And so if caught early enough, like these other chronic diseases, erectile dysfunction can be reversed with a plant-based diet. And, of course, that's the way to do it. Instead of taking drugs, sure, you can take drugs to kind of cover up the symptoms, but that's got to do nothing to prevent the heart attack or the stroke or some of the other conditions that are associated with atherosclerotic plaque in one's arteries. And so that should be a signal that one's diet really needs to be cleaned up. And we see actually similar benefits for women in terms of sexual functioning and blood flow to their pelvic organs.
And in the last minute, Michael, you might have touched upon this very briefly earlier in the hour. People are so concerned, though, about mental health and avoiding dementia in their elderly stages of life. How about anxiety, depression, mental function? Do plant-based diets have any proven edge here?
Oh, absolutely. For both the psychiatric and neurological health. So we've known for decades, for example, that meat eaters have between 2 to 3 times the levels the risk of dementia, and the longer one eats a plant-based diet, the lower one's risk of dementia is. And in terms of mental health, there was 2 years ago, there's cross-sectional data showing that vegetarians had significantly improved moods, less stress, less anxiety, less depression. But you can't prove cause and effect in a cross-sectional snapshot of time study. That's why you've got to put it to the test, and that's what was done last year, where they took meat eaters, took out meat, fish, eggs out of their diets, and within 2 weeks saw a significant improvement in mood. In fact, it can take months for drugs like Prozac to work, but within 2 weeks, plant-based diet improves mental status.
Dr. Michael Greger, the man is everywhere. Look for him at nutritionfacts.org on Facebook. He also tweets nutritionfacts.org. Thank you so much for your fine work, your dedication, and your leadership, Dr. Greger. And we look forward to having you back on Animals Today.
Thanks so much. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
Of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.